Jonathan Rothschild has been mayor of Tucson for a little more than a year and says he's finding it's important to meet with lawmakers so they know what the city thinks of pending legislation. If they don't hear from him, he says, they can't always anticipate the impact of proposed bills on city government and residents.
The purpose of my trip was to go up and meet with members of the state legislature to express either places of support or concern with bills that are in the legislature, particularly those that are could impact municipalities and the city of Tucson in particular.
Rothschild says he supports Governor Jan Brewer's plan to expand the state's Medicaid program to provide health care for poorer residents. He says the added funding for that from the federal government will help increase the overall health of residents in cities such as Tucson without raising costs for those cities. Rothschild says he thinks lawmakers may be willing to address that issue early this year.
Generally, in the legislature, at least the leadership, pretty good consensus around that. I think leadership would like to get past that issue and get on to other issues.
One issue Tucson Mayor Rothschild says he is concerned about is a proposal to change the way sales taxes for construction work. Right now, construction sales taxes are collected based on wherever the construction site is. The proposal would instead change the point of taxation to where construction materials are purchased. Opponents say that would hurt cities and towns that rely on the construction taxes because a lot of the construction materials are purchased out of state.
It looks like municipalities in general are going to lose substantial monies if the law as drafted passes. I think in Tucson we've calculated about $7 million, but the mayors of Sarita, Oro Valley, Marana have all said that it would really cripple their cities.
There are other issues on Rothschild's agenda, but he can't communicate any of the city's priorities without first forming relationships with Arizona's House and Senate leadership. A year ago, he made his first trip to Phoenix just weeks after taking office as Tucson's mayor. He says he didn't know what to expect that time.
I learned quickly and was able to deal with what was thrown our way, but it came, honestly, as somewhat of a surprise to me.
Rothschild says after a year in office, he now has a better sense of how things work in the legislature and his role in advocating for city issues. Another change he noticed this session is the shift in power. The Republicans held a supermajority last session, but now that has dwindled.
The two delegations are talking. They're in the halls talking to each other. They're setting up meetings with each other. And there's, at least early in the session, a more of a spirit of cooperation. And everybody, I think, hopes that continues.
Rothschild met with the Republican leadership team, which represents the majority, and the Democrat leadership, including Tucson Representative Bruce Wheeler. He says he plans to keep in touch with lawmakers on the bills that could affect the city. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.